Behold, the fields are white, it's harvest time.
With that familiar theme song, we're reminded it's time once again for the Harvest Time Gospel Broadcast. This is a daily broadcast with special emphasis on missions and world evangelization under the direction of Dr. Stennett Ballou of Resaca, Georgia. And now, here is Brother Ballou and today's broadcast.
Thank you and greetings, radio friends. What a joy and privilege it is to come to your place of listening and share together with you another Harvest Time broadcast. How I praise the Lord for this open door, this heaven-bought privilege that our Lord allows us day after day, together by the radio, open His eternal Word and study the Word of God together. I trust that if it's at all possible, you'll take the time out, get your Bible, and follow along with us as we open the Word of God today. We're turning in our Bible again to the book of 1 John, and we're continuing our study on the subject dealing with doubts. As I travel across this country week after week and preach the Word of God, I find many people who battle with doubts. And as I've said earlier, it seems there are some preachers who delight in preaching to raise question marks instead of preaching to give answers. Again, I make myself clear and plain. We need preaching that causes those who are not truly saved to see the light so that they would come under conviction and be saved by the grace of God. But we also need some preaching that establishes our members in truth of the Word of God. The Bible said, "You shall know the truth, and the truth shall make you free." We're dealing this week on the subject dealing with doubt. I know I'm saved by the Word of a holy God. Salvation is a no-so experience that you encounter when you're saved by the marvelous grace of God. And we're looking at the facts of the Word of God to establish assurance of our salvation. May I just say again, I'm aware of the fact that I cannot produce assurance, and I'm not trying to. That is the work of the Holy Spirit. But I am simply preaching the Word of God because that is what the Holy Spirit uses to establish assurance. Just as in conviction of sinners, I cannot convict a sinner. But the Holy Ghost uses the Scriptures to produce conviction and conversion in the life of a sinner, bringing them to Christ and saving them by the marvelous grace of God. But again, 1 John chapter 5, verse number 13 says, "These things have I written unto you that believe on the name of the Son of God, that you may know that you have eternal life." And so here in 1 John, we have five chapters that are given to us that we may know that we're saved by God's amazing grace. Let me repeat a story that I mentioned, I believe, on Monday's broadcast. I was preaching a meeting. One night, a lost church member was saved during the altar service. As we were leaving the building that night, another lady in the church came by and said to the preacher, "Preacher, pray for me. I'm not sure that I'm saved." And the pastor said to her something I had never heard before. He said, "Go home and read 1 John. It will talk to you. It will tell you if you're saved, and it will tell you if you're not saved. So if you are struggling with doubts, then I say to you, get in the Bible, turn to the book of 1 John, and just consume those five chapters over and over again until the Spirit of God, using the Word of God, settles your situation in your heart before God. What I mean by that is, if you're unsaved, He'll reveal that to you. If you are saved, He will reveal that to you. And you can know you're saved. You don't have to go through life wondering, hoping, guessing. No, my friend, these things have I written unto you that believe on the name of the Son of God, that ye may know. If I were to ask you, as you listen to the Harvest Time broadcast in my voice right this moment, do you know you're saved? Do you know you're going to heaven? What if you were to die in the condition you're in right now? What if you had to face God at the judgment in the exact condition you're in right now? Do you know you're saved? Well, if you do not know that, then you can know it by the word of God. And that's what we're looking at. Then if you are saved and you're not sure, you can find assurance in the same scriptures. On yesterday, I pointed out two passages to you. In 1 John chapter 2, verse number 3 through verse number 5, the Bible said, "And hereby we know that we know him if we keep his commandments. He that saith, I know him, and keepeth not his commandments, is a liar, and the truth is not in him." So we found out, first of all, God gives us as assurance verses of our salvation to deal with our doubts. We look at ourselves and we face these verses by asking the question, do we desire to keep the teaching, the commandments of the Word of God? Is there something inside you that causes you to strive to live by the precious Word of God? If you're saved, there is. And if there is not something in you that causes that, then you are not saved by the grace of God. Then we looked in the book of 1 John, chapter number 3, verse number 7 through verse number 9. And we found out in those verses of Scripture that Christians do not live a life of habitual and willful sin. Friend, listen to me. If you had rather live sinful than live godly, there is great room for questioning your salvation. You see, salvation is not a profession that you made some years ago at an altar in a revival service, but it's not had any effect on your life. No, my friend, salvation is a living experience with a living God living inside you. And if God is in you, he is not going to allow you to willful sin against him. I pointed out to you on yesterday from Hebrews chapter number 12 that God will chasten you if you're one of his sons. And if you do not have chastisement, then there's good Bible evidence you do not belong to God. So examination number one, do I love his word and do I strive to live by the word of God? Examination number two, do I live in willful sin or do I live and strive to live a life of righteousness and holiness before God? Now, examination number three is found in 1 John chapter 3, verse number 14. Here the word of God said very plainly, we know that we have passed from death unto life because we love the brethren. And then he goes a little farther and he said, he that loveth not his brother abideth in death. Whosoever hateth his brother is a murderer. And we know that no murderer hath eternal life abiding in him. So God said, examination number four, as you look at yourself in the mirror of the word of God, can you say to yourself, I love my brothers and sisters in the Lord. I love the church. I love God's people. And my friend, let me just say this. I do not believe you love them if you don't go to meeting with them, if you do not worship with them. If you love God, you will love his house. You'll love his people. You'll love the service of God. And you will attend the services at the house of God. We know we've passed from death unto life because we love the brethren. The word love here is not just an effectual love. It's not just a sensual love, but it is a committing love. It is a love that causes us to go out of our way to express it. We know that we've passed from death unto life because we love the brethren. Could I have your attention just a moment? It always amazed me at the folk who claim they're saved. They claim they're going to heaven and they're going to live eternally with the Lord and the saints up there. But yet you cannot get them to the house of God on Sunday morning, much less Sunday night and prayer meeting night, to worship for a couple of hours with the Lord and with his people. Friend, listen to me. May I speak plainly to you? If what I had would not get me out of bed on Sunday morning and take me to the house of God, then I would not trust it to get me out of the grave on resurrection morning and take me to heaven. If what I had would not get me out under the cover, I would not trust it to get me out under the clods when Jesus comes again. If you're saved, you can honestly say, I love the church. I love God's people. I love to meet together with God's people. So he said, we know we've passed from death unto life because we love the brethren. And then he goes on as if that's not enough to give us the negative side. He said, he that loveth not his brother abideth in death. Now, what does he mean? Well, sinners are dead in trespasses and in sin. And if you do not have an honest love for God's people in your heart, then that's good evidence you're not saved. But on the other hand, if you do love God's people, there's something down inside of you. The Bible said the love of Christ constraineth us, and it causes you to want to be over at the house of God, and it causes you not only to want to, but to be there and worship together, sing together, pray together, fellowship together with God's people. Then that's good evidence you're saved. Ask yourself the question, do you love God's people? And God said, if you do not love them, you abide in death. And then the Bible goes a step farther, and I know this is strong, but the Bible said in verse number 15, whosoever hateth his brother is a murderer, and we know that no murderer hath eternal life abiding in him. Now, if you want to know whether you're saved or not, ask yourself the question and face it honestly. Do you love the brethren? If you do not, then you abide in death. Then ask yourself the question, do you have hatred in your heart for the brethren? God said, he that hateth his brother is a murderer. And God plainly said, and we know that no murderer hath eternal life abiding in him. What a test for us to face. Very plain, very simple, very easily understood. We who are saved know that we pass from death unto life because we love the brethren. We love God's people. And if we do not love them, God said, we are still abiding in death. We're still sinners, dead in trespasses and in sin. And then God goes even a step farther to say, if you hate your brother, you're a murderer. And we know that no murderer hath eternal life abiding in him. So God said, if you want to know for sure you're saved, face the fact, how do you feel about keeping God's word? If you're saved, you not only desire to keep it, but you strive to keep it. How do you feel about sin? If you love to sin and you practice sin willfully and habitually, then God said you're not saved. But if you have a hatred for sin and want to serve God, then you've got a right to assurance in your salvation in that test. And then test number three, ask yourself, do you love God's people? Do you love the brethren? God said if you do, then you have passed from death unto life. But he said if you do not love them, you still abide in death. And he said, if you hate your brother, you're a murderer. And we know that no murderer hath eternal life abiding in him. Father, take the word, use it to your glory. I pray in Jesus' name, amen and amen.
Behold, the fields are white, it's harvest
Well, I trust you enjoy the broadcast today. Let me encourage you that you pray for the broadcast, that the Lord would bless it and use it to the glory and honor of the Lord Jesus Christ. Also, I want to encourage you that you write to us and share with us in the financial burden of the radio ministry. Simply address that letter to Harvest Time, 179 Promised Land Drive, Resaca, Georgia, 30735. That's Harvest Time, 179 Promised Land Drive, Resaca, Georgia, 30735. And be sure to join us each weekday, Monday through Friday, at this same time. God bless you. Until the next broadcast.